Very few parts of Mexico are immune from narco-related violence. Organized crime groups are defending or expanding their territories, and in recent months, violence has spread all the way to Mexico's southernmost state of Chiapas. Tens of thousands have fled, and that heightens fears that the violence might be there to stay. NPR's Eder Peralta reports from one of the southern towns at the heart of that violence.
This is not the type of place you would normally put your feet up. Just a month ago, following a firefight, 18 bodies ended up on the banks of this river. But today, the president of Mexico flew in to inaugurate a bridge. So there's an undeclared ceasefire between the criminal groups that had been fighting in these mountains. Suddenly, it's quiet, beautiful. A rickety ferry makes its way back and forth across the emerald waters. A farmer takes advantage of the truce to buy some antibiotics for his cows. He leans on his motorcycle, singing an old song about bandits brave enough to hold up a steam locomotive. On the other side of the river, two school teachers use the truce to hitch a ride up the mountains to breathe some fresh air to clear their heads. Like everyone in this story, they ask us not to use their names because they fear cartels back home could retaliate. Both teachers come from a small town called Chicomucelo, which is at the epicenter of a fight between Mexico's two biggest drug cartels. And when they talk about their town, they grow serious. Our town is dead. It's desolate, she says. There are no jobs, no commerce. There are gun battles every day. We're kidnapped in our own town, she says. The president is here, so a chopper hovers above. On the other side of the river, a huge military convoy pulls up. Any place else, this might inspire hope, but not here.
Tenemos un batallón del 101 cerca. Tenemos Guardia Nacional, tampoco figura, no sé ni para qué están.
In our town, we have the whole 101 battalion close by. We have National Guard. None of it has made a difference, she says. Victor Manuel Sanchez, who studies security at the Autonomous University of Coahuila, says violence this far south represents the relentless march of organized crime in Mexico.
Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación inició un proceso de expansión.
Over the past few years, Jalisco Cartel New Generation started expanding north toward the U.S. border and more recently all the way south to try to control the drug route from Guatemala. But that route has been dominated by the Sinaloa Cartel, Mexico's most powerful organized crime group for decades.
This is the first time the state of Chiapas has had a serious problem with narco violence.
According to human rights groups in Chiapas, the violence has gotten so bad that tens of thousands of people have had to flee their home. Some 250,000 kids in Chiapas missed their first day of school because of the fighting. Back in Concordia, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador cuts a ribbon to inaugurate the bridge, and he makes a brief mention of the violence.
No me ha gustado, se los digo, lo que ha estado pasando últimamente.
I don't like what's been going on recently, he says. Some people try to talk to him, but he flies past in his motorcade. We head in the same direction and find that every road sign is riddled with bullet holes. We make it to the center of town where nearly every business is shuttered. We find one little restaurant still open. This used to be a place where you could put your feet up, watch the birds, hire a boat, crack open a beer. The owner of the restaurant says, in the old days, you could leave your bike on the street, your car unlocked, and nothing would happen. But the past few months have been horrific. They burnt down about 5 houses, she says. The rival cartel, she says, would throw bombs inside their homes. Many of her friends have fled, she says. She's worried the violence will never end, just like what's happened in northern Mexico. This is the new normal, she says. Eder Peralta, NPR News. La Concordia, in Chiapas State, Mexico.